Warnings about company profits put a tremor into the stock market. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. In early trading today, Microsoft stock had fallen about 8% after it said the high dollar and shifts in the PC and software markets cut into its profits. Construction and mining equipment maker Caterpillar stock was down about 7% in early trading after it lowered its forecast for 2015. Greeting market participants as they headed in for the trading day, there was news that orders for durable goods fell 3.4% in December. Forecasts had predicted an increase, so this was a nasty surprise. And in early trading, what happened? The Dow fell about 260 points, and the S&P 500 was down about 1%. NASDAQ Composite was down nearly 1.67%. On Tuesdays, we like to consult our analyst from the Heartland, Julie Neiman at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, David.
All right, just been looking at the markets. What has gone wrong, do you think?
Well, it's a combination of things. You know, January definitely was indicating that we could start being the start of going through something similar to 2011 here. We've got some earnings warnings coming in. We've got lower trading volume, a lot of profit taking. So it's kind of a rescoping of the whole landscape here on where the rest of the year is going. Is it a huge break in the bull market? No, I think we are in a secular bull market, but this could be correction time here.
Also, like so many others, Julie, you were expecting interest rates in America to go up sometime this year. Now you've changed your forecast?
Well, I pride myself on always changing when I get new facts. And here are the new facts that are coming in. There's no inflation, no prospect for inflation at this point. In fact, deflation is the big problem. You've got QE now going on in Europe. Super Mario Draghi is going to replicate Ben Bernanke's moves. He flew over Europe dumping cash from helicopters. Slowing in the United States, a little bit of slowing down here. All of this leads up to no interest rate hike in about the middle year. The Fed is going to be very cautious here. They don't want to do anything that would derail our very sluggish economic prospects here. So you're going to see interest rates staying pretty much where they are.
Julie Neiman at Smith Moore & Company, thank you.
You bet.
In fact, the yield on the 10-year Treasury at the moment is beneath 1.76%. Two big steel companies revealed their October to December harvests this morning. AK Steel's profits were down, but at least beat forecasts. Profits were strong at Nucor, with U.S. Steel's out later today. Gigi Duban reports on prospects for this industry.
First, here's what's been good for U.S. steelmakers.
On the positive side, the strong U.S. economy and the strong U.S. car market has been definitely a boon.
Benjamin Liebman heads up the economics department at St. Joseph's University. But
the other side is that you have a surge in imports, and that is putting down pressure on prices.
Imports from countries like, right, China. The other challenge? Plunging oil prices. Torsten Scheer is steel editor at American Metal Market. He says that means oil drillers are doing less digging around. And digging around uses lots of steel pipes.
They're not going to be buying as many of these pipes because they're not going to be drilling as many holes.
So all that uncertainty around the steel market? Yeah. Scheer says don't expect that to go away anytime soon. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
Maybe it's watching all the breathless coverage on TV about the weather causing this, but we can tell you that there's a boom in the purchasing of backup home generators. Now, their Achilles heel was revealed when fuel for them ran short after Superstorm Sandy, but the units can tide people over. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
In the wooded hills of New England, power outages are a fact of life. Ask anyone there, and they'll remember what happened back in 2011.
That was, as we coined it, the October storm.
That's Tony Vaccaro, co-owner of OJ Mann Electrical Services in Cheshire, Connecticut. His company installs backup home generators.
And that one truly brought New England down to its knees.
A huge nor'easter swept across the region while the trees still had their leaves. The heavy snow brought down countless limbs right onto the power lines below. Some people didn't have electricity for weeks. Unshowered masses staggered around grocery stores looking for canned food. Not too long after that, Vaccaro's phone started to ring.
Little did we know how emotional the sale of a generator would be. You have people on the phone literally sobbing with desperation because their husband, their wife is on dialysis.
The Halloween snowstorm was the one where it was a total shocker.
That's Christy Holland. She lives in nearby Bethel, Connecticut, and got her first home generator for that very reason. A family member needed a breathing machine. But now, she wouldn't give it up for anything.
Having a generator is one of the things that will absolutely spoil you, and once you have it, you don't want to not have it.
Generac, the largest U.S. maker of backup home generators, says about 7% of all new homes have one pre-installed. In blustery cold Glen Elg, Maryland, a suburb between Washington and Baltimore, Walt Meyer is installing a backup home generator. Unlike the pull start gasoline models of the past, these new ones hook right up to your propane or natural gas. Here's what happens when the power goes out.
Within 20 seconds, the generator will notice that there's a power outage. The transfer switch will switch over to generation power.
And then you're set for days. These systems require zoning, take a while to install, and cost at least $5,000 to set up. But for many Americans, living at the mercy of Mother Nature isn't worth it. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.
And a lot of people use their Facebook name and password to log into other services and apps. So when a technical fault threw Facebook offline for about 40 minutes overnight, this rippled across the interweb. This includes Tinder, the app used by people looking for a date in a hurry. For nearly three quarters of an hour, those with acute needs for affection were forced back into more time-tested ways to meet new people. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.